It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. And Megan is here again.
Hello. Hi. I just keep coming back every day.
No. Well, here's the thing, though. 203 nonprofit organizations are now on the Share platform. That is a milestone. It was something you were shooting for your 50th anniversary. And you got it.
That's right. Yeah, so we're just going to come twice a week.
Yeah.
Just feature everybody who's new to the Share platform.
You can just show up as many times. You can show up every single day if you want.
Thanks, it's Mike. Now called the Megan Show.
It is the Megan Show.
No longer the Mike Show.
Yeah, and I'm totally good with that, by the way.
Great,
here, we'll just sign everything
over
to you. So each and every week, we have a visit from Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Bill Bodine joins us as well.
On the couch.
On the couch.
A rare treat for me.
He must be special, and he must be doing something more than just weighing in on what we're doing.
That's right.
Megan, you've brought another guest. Who did you bring?
Yes, I've got Peggy here, who's the director of the Cantate Youth and Children's Choir. And I'm especially connected to this because through Share Greater Lynchburg and through the nonprofit community, I learned about the Cantate Youth Choir. And my own 10-year-old is now one of the members of the choir and
awesome.
Enjoying it tremendously. She was looking for voice lessons, and I thought, well, who better to learn from than the amazing Cantate Choir. So there's a concert this Friday that we wanted to come and tell you about. And Bill has a special appearance and a special role. So
nice.
I'll let them share about it. This Friday, so you can learn more.
Folks, thank you so much for taking time today and coming in. Peggy, tell us about Cantate.
Cantate is a children's and youth choir. It's community choir. It's children from all the area. We've had children from Alta Vista and from Bedford, but most of them are from the Lynchburg area. It's girls and boys. Boys, once their voices change, we don't have changed voices at this point. We have had them at some point. So if I have enough younger boys and their voices change to make a sort of enough to make a group, we may have changed voices again, but right now we just have girls.
But what about Bill?
At the older age.
I think his voice changed.
He couldn't be in Cantate right
now. Okay, all right,
but
gotcha.
Megan could.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
No, you don't want to.
Megan's young enough.
You don't want to hear from me.
All right, sorry for the interruption.
No.
I just figured I'd take a jab. So you've got, how is Bill incorporated into this? What's Bill's role in the upcoming performance?
So we have this big concert coming up on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's at 7 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church, and it's a Halloween concert.
Nice.
And Bill is the narrator.
That makes perfect sense. So tell us about the Halloween concert. What can we expect?
Well, it's all kinds of music. A lot of it is kind of an organ recital played by yours truly.
Okay.
And one of the famous pieces, if anybody knows a piece of organ music, it's either going to be the Toccata and Fugue in D minor of Bach or the Toccata by Vidor. But I'm playing the Toccata and Fugue in D minor at this concert, so everybody's going to love that. It's very kind of spooky. People think of it with the old Phantom of the Opera, but we're all, speaking of Phantom of the Opera, we're also doing the duet from Phantom of the Opera between the Phantom and Christine. And the thing is, when you go to Broadway, you hear that very impressive organ, but it's electronic fake. Mm-hmm. So you can actually hear it on a real organ.
This
it's so
tremendous.
Exciting.
Yeah.
The Cantate children are also doing a piece from Harry Potter, one of the movies. It's the Double Trouble, which is on a Shakespeare text.
Nice.
So that's a really fun piece. And then the final piece of the program is what I think might be the second performance of this piece ever. I heard the premiere of it last fall. It's a setting of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So it's the text by Washington Irving, which is quite funny.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Do you think?
Yeah. Oh, it's got its light moments for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so Bill will be reading parts of the story, and then I play the organ piece about that little section. Each character, it's kind of like Peter and the Wolf, if those of you who have been exposed to that, where in that every character in the story has its own sound from, so like a different instrument of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Well, on this piece, every character has a different set of organ pipes used. Mm-hmm. So there's an educational part to this too.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, I get to tell the story, the famous old fable of, you know, the Headless Horseman and Ichabod Crane and the whole legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is a great sort of horror story with light moments.
It's tremendous.
And it's really a lot of fun for me.
Now, this takes place this Friday, October 24th at 7 p.m. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Yes, there's no tickets.
Really? Okay.
You just come.
And donations?
Yes, we will take donations at the end, but you don't have to give a donation if you don't want to, but you're welcome to give a donation.
Yeah, we were talking off air about how the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation has made the work of Cantate possible throughout the years. So
that is certainly true.
Been a recipient of competitive grants as well as designated grants for years now. So just another example of how the foundation is serving youth and adults and community members of the arts.
We are able to offer scholarships as a result of the Community Foundation's support. And that is so that no child who wants to participate is, we've never turned a child away because they couldn't afford it,
I think is important. I think just to know, you know, it's Monday nights that the children meet, so they're able to finish up school and have a snack and then go go spend a few hours doing this. It's very doable for a busy family. We do it every Monday evening, and it's just a delightful way to start the week and very affordable. I mean, it's even without scholarships, it's something that is way more affordable than us doing private voice lessons or anything.
Well,
like
and
that.
Oh, I would also mention that it's a much better for children to do a good community choir than private voice lessons, because we work with the children in a healthy way. I warm them up. We make sure that we're not pushing the voices. I think that's really important. And it keeps their voices in a healthy condition so that when they, you know, grow up, they can use their voices for life.
Mm-hmm. And one of the fun parts for me is watching Peggy work with the children. She's not only a fantastic musician who you absolutely have to hear play that organ. Yeah. It's astonishing. But she just handles the children so well and really teaches them in kind and really wonderful ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other part of being in a choir situation is you get to hear other parts. You're not just there by yourself singing. So you learn about how music sounds when it's done correctly.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a great experience for kids.
How many kids are in the choir?
38.
Oh, wow. That is tremendous.
It's up a lot from, we've recovered from COVID now.
Well, that is fantastic. I was going to ask about that. And can you accept more children at this point?
I would take children for the next semester.
Okay.
So the next semester starts in January.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. This performance, again, is this Friday, October 24th, 7 p.m., St. John's Episcopal Church on Elmwood Avenue in Lynchburg. You can check it out if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Cantate. You will find all the information about it, and then you'll also find a link to their website and social media and all that. So if you're interested in a great concert and interested in hearing the legendary Bilbo Dine narrate.
Yes. And you can come in costume if you like.
Ooh.
Ooh, fun.
Don't forget to bring your head, though.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you don't need any real headless horse.
I'll try to remember.
Thank you.
I can't. There's no guarantees, but I will attempt to.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. So, Megan, 203 nonprofit organizations are now represented on the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. We talked about that. It's the fifth anniversary of the Share platform. Talk about Cher, and then let's talk about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Yes, we're just heading, you know, we're kind of entered into giving season and lots of opportunities to give back and volunteer. We also have over 100 ways to volunteer. We know that there's great needs right now. We're hearing about the food insecurity and sort of EBT being hit coming up. This is real things happening right now where we're having food shortages, and there's over 34 different food pantries and food ways to give food, but also to receive food if one needs it, in our website. So you can find lots of resources there, both for the neighbor who wants to help and the neighbor who needs resources. And let's see, we're gonna launch a Giving Every Tuesday volunteer opportunity coming up in November. We're gonna have pop-up volunteer opportunities at the Humane Society and Daily Bread and Pier Street Gateway and different places for youth and individuals who are new to volunteerism, just to show up. No commitments or obligations, just show up and try out some volunteerism as we gear up for December 2nd, which is Giving Tuesday, an international day of giving that looks like donations of cash, but also donations of your time and your resources or any items you might have to give. And all of that can be done through the platform. We also have a Lunch and Learn coming up on November 12th at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. That's our next Lunch and Learn, and really the last one for the calendar year. We take a break in December because it gets so busy and is a short month of activity. And for the foundation, we have two grants open right now. We have the Plymel Foundation grant that is open through the end of this month. And we have the Youth Philanthropy Council grant that's open through November 15th. And you can find all that on our website. It's competitive grants, ways for nonprofits to apply for youth-related programming and receive a competitive grant from 27 local high school students.
Well, that is tremendous as well. You can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org and specifically about the Youth Philanthropy Council. Learn about what they do and how they impact youth and youth programs.
That's right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time today on a Monday of all days.
Yeah.
We're going to be traveling tomorrow, so this is a make good for that. But get out to any of these programs. Check out the Cantate program this Friday. Check out Bill Bodine, and this is going to be tremendous.
Peggy Howell.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can learn more if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org about everything that the Share organization does. You can find nonprofit organizations that are right here in our area, volunteer opportunities, attend events, and even shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the platform. It is just tremendous. It's the Mike Show Monday edition coming up. We got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.